Live from WNUR News, I'm Aliyah El-Hilali. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news on WNUR 89.3 FM, Evanston, Chicago. It's Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. Tonight on WNUR News, Dali Duro, Boom Shaka's Spring Show, Garden Variety, Poems for the Earth. These stories and more tonight on WNUR News at 6. Despite federal policy changes shaking college campuses, many students continue to celebrate their culture on stage. Here's Yumi Talud with the story.
Rehearsals are underway for Dali Duro, Northwestern's Latin dance troupe. Every year, they put on a spring show that showcases different styles of dance from Latin cultures, from salsa to reggaeton. McCormick third year, Gabby Pedrazzani, is a choreographer for Dali Duro. She's choreographing a bomba piece and plans to incorporate live music performed by Northwestern's Latin Music Ensemble. Bomba is a traditional Puerto Rican music and dance style. She says it's important to perform this dance and educate about her culture at Northwestern.
That's a big theme in the genre I'm choreographing. It's about freedom and protest and all of that. We can be loud and heard, and we don't have to be in the background, and we can do it on a stage.
The Department of Education sent a Dear Colleague letter to schools calling for the end of any consideration of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, in admissions, scholarships, and other programs. Otherwise, they'll pull federal funding. Even though Northwestern has begun taking down university websites and course pages with mentions of DEI, some students are taking a different approach. Weinberg sophomore Clara Wood is a dancer in Dali Duro. She believes that dance is a subtle form of resistance, calling it a silent yet powerful way of maintaining your cultural autonomy.
A lot of what I've seen is this kind of, you know, attempt to whitewash or basically, like, neutralize any difference. And I think through dance, it's a way of showing difference without alienating others. And so I think it's one of the most, you know, pure forms of intercultural connection because you don't need to speak the same language to dance the same steps.
Dali Duro Spring Show is scheduled for week 5 of spring quarter. For WNUR News, I'm Yumi Talud.
Boom Shaka has their final performance of the year in Shanley Pavilion this weekend. It might not be Refusion Shaka, but they're certainly still going to create an exciting show.
This weekend, Boom Shaka will be performing their last show of the year. While smaller than Refusion Shaka, it'll still be a lot of fun to watch. The show takes place in Shanley Pavilion, a smaller building behind Lunt Hall. Members of Boom Shaka will transform the space into a small dance studio, rolling out portable Marley and moving their plastic drums in. Angel Jordan is a senior and one of the dancers in Boom Shaka. She talked about what it was like to choreograph while abroad.
This year, though, was a little bit challenging just because I was abroad. So that's kind of the only reason this piece worked out, is I was abroad, but the other choreographer was here on campus. So the choreo that you see is sort of her choreo plus my choreo, but it translated onto her body, then translated onto our dancers. So it kind of became this funky mix that's like not really either of our styles, but this weird blend of both. Which was really exciting to kind of like witness it come to life.
This year, the show was structured a bit differently than previous years. James Hisanaga, a senior dancer, spoke on this decision.
Well, I'm one of the co-PR chairs with Yasmin, and we like fought for the theme to be picked first because it makes PR easier. And then also, like, when we pitched pieces, then you could pick a song that fits in the theme, but it's not like strict either. Like, you could pick something out of the theme, but I think it made for a more cohesive show.
Boom Shaka is unique in that it has both drummers and dancers on stage. This can make choreography more challenging.
I also think my working with theater and with people with a variety of levels has really helped me to be able to create choreography that drummers can do with us, because a lot of times they don't have the same dance training that we have. So if you want to create something where drummers and dancers are dancing at the same time, you want everyone to look good and no one to look stupid.
Angela Ma is one of the freshman drummers who will be dancing in the spring show.
Ooh, I have bits and pieces of dancing, and some of the pieces, there's like a section where the drummers join the dancers and we do like a group thing. And there's also like a transition piece called Drummers Dancing that is like just like a funny, silly opportunity for us to like show off our dance skills. And we have a varying degrees of dance skills, so it's really fun.
At the end of this year, Boom Shaka will be losing around 9 senior members of the group, cutting the group total almost in half.
like, bittersweet. Because, like, when you join, you know you're going to graduate eventually. But it's, like, you know, you don't really think about it till it happens.
So I think it's slowly starting to settle in for each of us. And we're still kind of laughing about it, like, oh, this is the last this. But I think getting closer to those final show moments and then to that senior formal moment is going to really just nail it in. And we're going to be like, oh, my God, we're done.
And what should you be excited to see this weekend?
Wow, I really love all the full cast pieces where everybody is there. It's a bit of a squeeze because it's Shannon and it's small, but there's a lot of cool stuff being done, like, both, like, technically, like, rhythm and dance and choreo-wise, but also just, like, visuals. I think, like, those pieces are really
cool. We have a tap number this year that I am so excited to watch. I'm not in it. Thankfully, I'm not that skilled to be able to do what they're doing, but they really upped it this year, so there's one point where, like, they're, like, tapping and drumming at the same time, which is insane. I've never seen that.
Boom Shaka shows will be at 7 and 10 p.m. on Friday, April 25th. And Saturday, April 26th in Shanley Pavilion. Tickets can be purchased through the Norris ticketing platform. For WNUR News, I'm Asherana.
Ever taken a stroll off campus and seen a house covered with seasonable inflatables in the yard and wondered, what's that about? Well, WNUR's Naya Rise has, and she's found the answer.
That's new, and I got two of those, because this was the first time I was able to really find something.
They're very pretty.
Yeah, I really love those. It's bigger than I thought they were going to be.
If you walk about 15 minutes off campus on Noy Street, past the train station, past Coffee Lab, past the United Methodist Church, and then walk a few more blocks, you'll run into Judy Bard's house. Depending on the season, the front and side yards might be adorned with colorful pinwheels in the ground or twinkle lights wrapped around the trees. One thing you'll always see, though, inflatables.
I would say there are a couple hundred. There's over 200, probably.
For almost two decades, for every season and holiday, Bard has been decorating the outside of her Evanston home with blow-up decorations. Right now, the yard has been taken over by bright polyurethane, a watering can full of tulips, a couple of springtime gnomes, a peacock, and a flower wearing sunglasses, all which stand over 2 feet tall, and it all started with one turkey.
I was living someplace else in Evanston, and dear friends of ours were living across the street over here before we bought this house, and for Thanksgiving I put a turkey up there. I had gotten this inflatable turkey, and where I was living at the time at Evanston, I had no place to put it, so put it there, and then somebody promptly stole it. But then after that,
she did not let that stop her. The next year for Halloween, she put out more, and the rest is history. Now there are too many for anyone to even try to steal. In recent years, she has done her best to cover all holidays, making sure everyone is represented.
Yeah, and then certain things have Christmas theme, so I put up stuff for Hanukkah because that's what we celebrate, and then this year I put up a Kwanzaa inflatable.
While her spouse gives her tips on the layout, she sets up everything herself. But over the years, she's learned some tricks to make the process easier.
I've now gotten to a point, getting a little smarter as I get older, is to leave most of the cords in place. I have to still pull out probably another 20 or so for Halloween. But I leave a lot of them in place now, so especially for this time of year when I'm just switching out a few things, it's easier.
Bard worked in sales for sporting goods for over 40 years. She would go from trade show to trade show, which is often where she would get new inflatables.
I was able to acquire some of the inflatables at the shows at a really good price, so I always liked not having to pay full price for them, but so I would stock up. At the trade shows were prototypes, so I've got some that were probably never made, or if you look closely at them, they're painted as opposed to finished productions on things.
Recently, she retired. So now, she has more time for the hobby.
I'm looking forward to seeing how I feel about it since I'm retired. Putting it up, I won't have to fit it in between work.
Places like Amazon have been a great help to her. After all, not all seasons are created equal when it comes to the outdoor inflatable industry.
And that's grown the number of Valentine's inflatables has just grown because I keep finding more and more. I mean, years ago, there wasn't access to them on the internet like there is now.
In a couple weeks, Bard says there'll be palm trees and flamingos out for the summertime. After that, the fall ones will come back out, and then the holiday ones, and the cycle will keep going.
It's just fun to see them bringing the little ones from the daycare here and hearing them a little scared. Because they bring them by at Halloween time. Little squeals and stuff like that.
What started with one stolen turkey has grown into a tradition.
So it's just grown and it's been fun to see people's reactions. And again, notes that I've gotten from students, from neighbors and things like that, just saying how much they appreciate it. And I never did it for anything except it's fun to do.
For WNUR News, I'm Naya Reyes.
Yesterday marked the celebration of Earth Day, moving us to think about our relationship to the nature around us. For this episode of Well Versed, Basil Fried brings us two poems that capture the beauty of our planet.
Hi, have you taken the time to connect with nature lately? Welcome to Well Versed, WNUR News' poetry segment where you hear timely readings to help you relax, reflect, and reconnect. Yesterday marked the celebration of Earth Day, serving as a crucial reminder to cherish the environment around us. In this episode, I'll be offering two poems that celebrate all the gifts our planet offers: the oceans, the mountains, the forests, big and small. Gary Snyder began his career as a member of the Beat Generation, pulling inspiration from a combination of practicing Zen Buddhism and immersing himself in nature. Long serving as a spokesman for environmental preservation, Snyder has gained wide attention for his earth-conscious messaging. Here is Kyoto March by Gary Snyder. A few light flakes of snow fall in the feeble sun. Birds sing in the cold, a warbler by the wall. The plum buds tight and chill soon bloom. The moon begins first, fourth, a faint slice west at nightfall. Jupiter halfway, high at the end of night meditation. The dove cry twangs like a bow. At dawn, Mount Hiei, dusted white on top, in the clear air, folds of all the gullied green hills around the town are sharp, breath stings. Beneath the roofs of frosty houses, lovers part, from tangle warm of gentle bodies under quilt, and crack the icy water to the face and wake and feed the children and grandchildren that they love. Pablo Neruda is remembered as one of the most influential poets of the 20th century. Known for his passionate odes and love poems, Neruda worked across a variety of styles, going on to eventually win the 1971 Nobel Prize in Literature. Here is Water by Pablo Neruda. Everything on the earth bristled, the bramble pricked and the green thread nibbled away. The petal fell, falling until the flower was the falling itself. Water is another matter, has no direction but its own bright grace, runs through all imaginable colors, takes lipid lessons from stone, and in those functionings plays out the unrealized ambitions of the foam. Thank you for listening to Well Versed. As we continue on into April, take some time to connect with the earth and reflect on what it's given you. For WNUR News, I'm Basil Free.
Taking a look into the headlines, Northwestern President Michael Shill joined over 200 academic leaders in condemning the Trump administration for its pressure on college campuses. In a letter released by the American Association of Colleges and Universities, Northwestern, along with other academic institutions, put up a unified front to oppose government intrusion. This comes as Northwestern grapples with the recent $790 million funding freeze. In Illinois, Senator Dick Durbin announced that he will not seek re-election in 2026. By the time he retires, Durbin will have served in Congress for 44 years, focusing on reforming the justice system and improving immigration laws. It is anticipated that his retirement will result in a competitive primary to fill the seat. Amidst the Trump administration's pledge to carry out mass deportations, immigration lawyers have reported unusual requests from the government regarding H-1B visas. The H-1B visa allows foreign workers with specialized skills and a bachelor's degree or equivalent to work in the United States. However, requests for biometric data from the government has delayed the process of applying for or renewing visas. In Spain, military spending will increase this year to meet NATO demands. While Spain has consistently withheld from increasing its defense budget, last year marked the largest number of NATO members to increase military spending. Due to increased tensions between the United States and Western Europe, Spain decided to increase defense spending, planning to do so without cutting social spending or raising taxes. That's all for WNUR News at 6 p.m. For more news updates and reports, follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, at WNUR News. You can listen to these and other WNUR news stories on our website, WNUR.news. That's WNUR.news. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Our producer today is Mike Ellison, and our reporters are Yumi Talud, Ash Arana, Naya Reyes, and Basil Free. From all of us here at WNUR News, thanks for listening. I'm Aliyah El Halali. Catch our next newscast on Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m. Now back to scheduled programming.